You're listening to a podcast from 702.
You may have caught a conversation that happened a little bit earlier on the Clement Manyathela show about Charlotte Maxeke. As you know, the academic hospital is slowly picking up the pieces after that fire that saw more than 840 patients relocated to other facilities about 2 weeks ago. So that conversation between Clement Manyathela and the CEO of Charlotte Maxeke Academic Hospital, Gladys Bogoshi, happened a little bit earlier on. And it really reflected, it was brought about by the frustration of patients of the hospital, particularly cancer patients, who had been calling the station not knowing what to do because their treatment has been interrupted due to the disruptions and the damage caused by that fire. And it's been very difficult to get answers. Patients felt that they wasn't enough clarity, and they didn't know what to do. So the hospital is trying to pick up the pieces at the moment, as we know certain sections. The oncology department of the hospital has been affected, radiation oncology specifically, which was close to the parking lot that was hugely damaged by the fire, was highly affected. But listening to that conversation about the update and just a sense of how patients can gain or get back into their treatment, there were aspects of it that were absolutely frustrating and infuriating, really frustrating and infuriating. I want you to take a listen back to an exchange that happened between Clement Manyathela and the CEO, Gladys Bogoshi.
And the reason I'm asking Mrs. Bogoshi about the issue of communication is that you need effective communication in a crisis like this. And for instance, I've got an SMS here from Lorraine in Northcliffe who says, Clement, I was due to have my fourth chemo today. It's not only radiation patients. I haven't had any information regarding ongoing chemo treatment. And I'm going to be very honest with you, Mrs. Bogoshi. I was so disappointed with the health department yesterday. The producers from 9:30 a.m. yesterday got in touch with your hospital, your spokesperson, who got in touch with you. We got in touch with the health department. We got in touch with Kwara, the spokesperson. None of you said yes to our interview. In fact, you said no to our interviews to provide this important clarity. I had to intervene last night at 11 p.m. and call the MEC of Health in Gauteng to get you guys to do the interview. And I feel this is unacceptable because this is the clarity that is so important. There are patients' lives that are at risk. And I've just felt that is not how you operate as a hospital, as a health department, when there's such important clarity that is needed. And your communications team, the health department, you as the CEO, your response then becomes, no, we're not coming to do that interview. Because the information you've just given us is so important. It's so crucial to the patients, cancer patients at the Charlotte Maxeke Academic Hospital. I just thought I should be honest with you and tell you about how disappointed I am. And it's not just the case of cancer patients, but I am myself, because we've tried so hard since the morning yesterday to get you guys on the show, and it had to take me calling the MEC to get her to call you guys to come on the show. I want to ask you about what the plan is going forward. My understanding is that you've got about 5,000 patients, 5,000 to 10,000 patients that are being treated for cancer. Just confirm that number, because the DA has suggested that
that was just a portion of the exchange, and the CEO did explain that at the time when the producers called, she had been leading a virtual meeting. You know, she was one of the main people speaking in that virtual meeting, and gave details about how patients can get in touch with the hospital and access their treatment. So initially hearing how overwhelmed or how frustrating the process has been, I was equally frustrated at first. And then I asked, what can we do? You know, moving from frustration and anger, because clearly the systems, clearly the hospital, clearly the department is somewhat overwhelmed by the situation. So listening in, I equally felt infuriated at first. And then I asked, though, at this point, there are many patients who need the hospital to get back up and running. What can we do? What role can we play in helping the hospital get back on its feet? Because it isn't about administrators. It's not about provincial leaders. This is for the residents of the city, residents who rely on public health. This is a life and death matter. So what can we do? And so we reached out to the spokesperson, Lungiswa Mvumvu, the public relations manager for Charlotte Maxeke Academic Hospital, not only to get a little bit of an update, because this is a critical week for the hospital, but to also get a sense on what the scale of the need is and where citizens can start to play a part in helping the hospital come back to full life, come back to providing the much needed service that it does. Lungiswa, thank you so much. Thank you for joining us and being willing to speak this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Azania. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to talk to the communities in Gauteng.
Yes.
We would like to apologize to the community in Gauteng for the inconvenience that has been caused by the fire and for the delay in communicating clearly to the patients and the public at large. We welcome the companies and individuals who kindly came forward to assist us during this difficult period.
Yes, because it's important that the hospital comes back to full force. But I just want to get a sense of where things are at the moment. You did release a public statement, a media statement, just reflecting on what exactly is going to be taking place. So the preliminary assessment of the special dispensary stores that were damaged by the fire, that was the hardest hit section, right? Just to remind us which facilities were affected by the fire.
The special dispensary is located in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Which is at the last part of the hospital. So the damage is mostly caused in the blocks closer to the area where the fire happened. And there's been a structural damage to that area.
Mm.
And currently we've got different regulatory bodies who have come through to the hospital to come and investigate and do an assessment of the extent of the damage, and to have other parties coming into the hospital to check our equipment and machines, because remember that we have three areas that we need to look at. We need to look at the infrastructure. We need to look at the occupational health and environmental health. And we also need to look at the engineers, which are the clinical engineers who are going to look at the equipment, the damage, and all such.
Mm-hmm.
So at the present moment, what I can confirm is that, yes, we have all those bodies who have come through to investigate and give us an assessment. And we are working on getting a report from them, which we hope to get by the end of business today or tomorrow.
Right. But you also spoke about a phased reopening, which was scheduled to start this past Saturday. What is the plan?
The investigations that have been undertaken have shown that there are a number of areas that still need attention.
Mm.
And the process that we have discussed as a hospital is that we've got a phased-in approach that we are looking at, that we will recall patients, not the whole team, but we will do it in phases. However, this will only occur once we have received the certificate of compliance from the fire department.
So that recall is yet to be established as to when it can start?
Yes.
So even the unaffected parts of the hospital?
Yeah, the unaffected part of the hospital, it's mostly smoke that would have affected the areas.
Mm.
And we still need to do the particle count, look at the air quality, you know, clean the machines, clean the areas as well. So the unaffected parts of the hospital, the only thing that is holding us back is to get the certificate of compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And once that has been acquired, then it means we will start with the cleaning of the hospital and then start, you know, bringing in the staff and the patients.
Yes, yes. Because the days are mounting, the weeks are mounting, and this is going to be, these are much needed services that are not being rendered at the moment. And I'll come back to my question at the start of our conversation. What support does the hospital need? Because what we have, of course, is a mechanism of connecting communities, of appealing to communities, of having communities being heard, you know, as the airwaves, as a radio station. And so this is an opportunity for us to get a sense of the need that the hospital has, and see how our community can come together to make some of these things a reality. What is the need for the of the hospital at the moment, Lungiswa?
At the moment, we are compiling a list of all the needs that would be of priority.
Mm.
We've got a very exhaustive list. So what we are doing currently is to prioritize which of these equipment and other things do we need to start the hospital functioning, especially that we'll be starting with our block one, which is our maternity and pediatric units. So what I can maybe ask is that we forward the list to yourself, and then from that list, then the communities or the companies may then check what is it that they can provide for the hospital. I will be the contact person, and I'm coordinating that list, and that list is then sent to our central office for compliance purposes and to keep records.
Mm-hmm. So when you say exhaustive, already I feel like there's quite a lot to be done.
Yeah, the problem with the list that we have compiled is that we've included everything in that list.
Yeah.
So we're trying to sort out what is patient-related that we would need immediately, and what are other things that we would need long term. So we're trying to sieve that list to get exactly what is it that we need currently, so that we can start the ball rolling.
Yes, my sense is that, and I'm going to put out an appeal right now to see if, you know, anybody in our community, in our immediate community as 702, is able to come to the aid of Charlotte Matleke. As you're hearing Lungiswa saying that they have an exhaustive list, particularly when it comes to the urgent matters that affect patients that they will need assistance with. And we are yet to look at that list fully. But if there's anything your organization can do, if you're in this arena in any way, if you can contribute in any way, this is the opportunity to do so, because I imagine that as this list grows, there can be people who take on these particular needs and say, we will take care of, you know, restoring the parking lot, we will take care of fitting the dispensary or whatever it may be. As the hospital identifies it, as it goes onto the list, that someone will be able to take that on to assist the facility to get back onto its feet. So we cannot sit in a situation where people are unable to receive services. We've got to get things moving, and we've got to get to a point where there is interventions, as this has clearly been quite an overwhelming situation, with administrators need working out of their comfort zones, managing patients who are now located at different sites across the province. What can your organization do? Is there anything you can do? Give us a call on 011-883-0702. So, Lungiswa, is this something we can walk with you then, as this list becomes clearer, as the scale, as the need gets even more specific?
Yeah, you know, on the list that I currently have, Azania, we've sort of divided them according to the needs for structural repairs. We've divided according to needs for patients and also for staff. Under the structural needs, we've got wall repairs. So it means we would need paint, for instance. We would need wall scraping. We would also need to replace some flooring in some areas, and part of the furniture and markings, that is, directions to show patients where they need to go. And then for patient care, we need your bedside steps, you know, the emergency lights, linen. Or for the patient linen, that's your bedding and the gowns for patients. And we would also need, I think, a sonar machines for our maternity cases.
Right.
So, you know, currently it's the list that I have, it's all over. So I'm trying to pick up things that I think are very important.
But I think what you've done by putting it under those categories is very helpful. Let's go to the lines now and see, some calls have come in. I'm going to start with Karen Denny. Good afternoon, Karen.
Hi, Zanya. How are you?
I'm good. You've given us a call after listening to Lungi. So just speaking about the needs at Charlotte Makleke.
Absolutely. I'm calling from Liberty, on behalf of Liberty. We have an initiative that we kicked off early 2020 through our internal staff called Drive Hope. And we identified this initiative because we just felt that there were a lot of people that just had too much month at the end of the money, and there were people that needed a little helping hand and that weren't on the receiving end from big charities or big organizations. So this isn't about, you know, us, you know, generally coming out and putting our hand in and saying, look, we're prepared to help a large charity. This is really for the man on the street.
Yeah.
He's fallen on hard times. So, you know, the story, we're pretty much neighbors. We're obviously in Braam, we're in town. And as much as everyone's working from home, it really felt important for us to kind of, we've got that connection that we felt we're going to put aside our view on just helping, you know, individuals, but actually seeing what we as Liberty through Drive Hope could do with the hospital and certainly for the patients and for the people. And I think humanity is at our core. And so we really want to demonstrate and show that we are here. We are here to help, and we'll certainly be working with the hospital to see what we can do to certainly get the patients and the care that they need.
Yes, yes. So what would you be able to contribute? Are you able to contribute from that particular Drive Hope fund?
You know, at this time, you know, we want to sit with the team from Charlotte and KK as well and kind of work through their list of needs. As you've heard, it is extensive. There's a lot going on. And so at this time, we have our commitment that we will certainly help. As to specifics, I think we need a little bit more time to work with the team
right. And
actually kind of go through their pieces of need and kind of prioritize, like they have done, around where we feel we can contribute to make the most impact to obviously get these patients back in the hospital safe and secure in a time of a pandemic. You know, it's not just the fact that they need medical care, it's the fact that they need it during a time where, you know, everyone's uncertain. And so we just want to be that reassurance to say that, you know, we have this in hand and we'll certainly find ways to try assist.
Oh, I'm so glad, Karen. I'm so happy. Lungiswa, is this the sort of assistance you would, as in you would have someone to say that you would be able, whose doors you'd be able to knock on and say, we need X. Can you make it happen? Can you fund the linen, for instance? Or can you help us pay for the sonar machine? Is this the kind of thing you're able to benefit from?
We're so grateful, Azania. That would come in very handy. Thank you so much to Karen.
Oh, wow. Karen, let's put you in touch with Lungiswa. Thank you for coming on and you found something that you can kind of use as part of your own campaigns to contribute towards Charlotte Makleke. Thank you, Karen.
It's a pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you to Liberty. Karen is the digital marketing divisional executive, in fact, at Liberty. They're saying they would be able to walk part of this journey with Lungiswa as the public relations manager at Charlotte Makleke as the hospital tries to get back on its feet. That's wonderful news. Let's quickly take this call from Jackie. Jackie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sonia. Thank you so much for taking my call. Yes, I was supposed to have an operation. Good afternoon to your guest. Mm-hmm. On the 26th of April for a mastectomy. And I just, you know, I've managed eventually to get a reference number, but it's just not helping. I haven't been able to actually talk to anybody or I really don't know what to do.
Right. Lungiswa, what do patients like Jackie need to do at this point?
I'm sorry, Azan, I didn't hear what
she was due to have a double mastectomy on the 26th of April. She has a reference number, but she just needs guidance on what happens next, considering that her scheduled procedure was on a date that has already gone past.
And then I'll investigate with the head of department, and then I'll come back to her.
But
can I give her a number to call?
Yes, do share that number, because she's not alone with these questions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can they call 011?
Yes.
488?
Yeah.
4911?
Mm-hmm.
Or 3737? That's my direct number.
3737. So what you'll be able to do, what is it that you'll be able to do for them?
We have programs that we have put in plan. The clinical teams have put programs that would assist patients. And, you know, as you may understand, that we have this specialized treatment. And, you know, mastectomy, I know it's related to breast cancer. So I would have to check with the head of department if Jackie would be included in the program that they're doing on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Because I know there's a program that they have.
Yeah. Well,
Lungiswa,
as we speak, as you answer, people are sending us messages to say that number does not work. The 011-488-4911, that it doesn't work.
You know, initially when this started, the Gauteng province opened a hotline number. And our number was diverted to the hotline stream. However, we have since requested that that number be diverted back into the hospital so that we are able to deal with the query directly as a hospital. So it is up and running as I speak.
So but people are saying it's not working from today, earlier on the Clement Manyatela show. Even now as we speak, they're saying it's not working.
May I be given an opportunity to check what could be the problem? Because this morning when we checked, it was up and running.
All right. So what we'll do is we'll let you go now, and then we'll bring you back in the next hour for you to confirm, and we will also do our best to confirm so that your patients know exactly what they can do at this time to get clearer answers.
Okay.
It's no good.
The hotline number, Azania, the 0800 number.
The 0800 number, which one? So you've given this. So there's the 011-488-4911 and the 0800 number. Complete that one.
0800.
Mm-hmm.
228-27.
So you're saying that is the one that's running at the moment?
Yes.
All right. So we will confirm that. We will try it. We will share it with our listeners. And if we hit a brick wall, if we don't come right, we'll have to bring you back, Lungiswa, so that we get better clarity.
Pleasure.
All right. Thank you. That's Lungiswa Mvumvu, Public Relations Manager at Charlotte Makleke. Hopefully there's better clarity. There was issue with this number even a little bit earlier on Clement Manyatela's show. Our producers will also just randomly try it. You try it as well. Let's see if indeed you're able to get through. So 0800-228-27.